Pour yourself a glass and let's get real deep on culture, leadership, and business. Live on the Podcast Series Collection with Claire Rudo. Visit clairerudo.com for more.
Hello there, welcome to the crisp and sweet doses of inspiration packed in 5 to 7 minutes. Themed questions of life, where we dive into it in deeper conversations. In this week, we are going to be focusing on identity. Whoa, what is that? What is identity? You know, I was quite surprised when I looked it up and found that the Latin idem, which identity stems from identitas, means the same. So what is identity? When people say I identify with, they are meaning resemblance. And when you speak of identity of self, you are drawing into things that make you who you are, that make you who you are. So let's dive into it, because that is such a packed thing to discuss: identity. When we speak of identity, here it says the distinguishing character of personality of an individual, the relation established by psychological identification, the condition of being the same with something described or asserted, established the identity of something. That is so packed. What is your character? Who are you really? Who do you answer to when people call you out? What 7 words come to mind when you describe yourself beyond your name? Let's talk about identity. Now, why is it important to speak about identity? Identity, when you look at the dimensions of it, you look at physical characteristics, you look at race, you look at gender, you look at sexual orientation, you look at ethnicity, you look at all those things, competencies and so forth, environment, are things that bring esteem, health and well-being if they are embraced in a wholesome way. They are also things that divide us if we hold too strongly to identities. I think of Steve Biko, who said, if you want to bring change, you have to lose personality. You have to lose, to some extent, let go of parts of the extreme identities in order to bring change in a community, in a society. So identity is so important, because in its own is the beginning of bringing people together who are like-minded and uniting forces with people who might not be like-minded, but identify with what it is you want to do. It is the tool to mobilizing us. It is the tool to inspiring us to be who we truly are meant to be. So what do you identify with? Who are you really? That's a big question. We can all agree that identity is potentially something fluid that is shaped by our environment, by linguistic, by culture, which is why a couple of books tickle me when we have to speak about identity, particularly cultural identity, when you think of Chinua Achebe with Things Fall Apart. such a deep book. And No Longer at Ease, these are such classic books. And going to know Violet from Zimbabwe, who talks about we need new names. And all of this book really touch on how fluid identity can be, particularly when you need to break out of a constricted traditions or the old ways of doing things. The aspect of identity becomes so fluid when you look at how society changes, how as you grow up, as you become an adult and dive into circles, build new circles, break circles, you form identity in the various stages and environments and cultures that you navigate in. This also gives us the ideology that we have the power to shape our identity, and that is powerful, and that is what we're going to touch on in the next dose snippet of inspiration. We are going to go deep on who are you really? What makes you you? How do you control that? Because we all know that there are things that we share. There are things that set us apart. And there are things that make you you. Have a good start of the week and catch you soon to answer the question, who are you really?